Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
With Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. It's always nice to start off with a song. That was Nononongwane, and that was a song called Baleg. I love it. I am losing my voice, but yeah. Let's hope it all goes well for tonight's show. So tonight's show is about purpose, right? So while everyone has a life purpose, some people may not know what it is. And, you know, I think the importance of knowing what your purpose is in life is that it makes it helps with the decisions that you make, the choices that you make, if you understand what your purpose is. I'm very fortunate that I knew from an early age what my purpose was. So I knew from the age of 4 that I was going to be a medical doctor. And that influenced all the decisions that I made, like, you know, wanting to be a doctor, making sure I chose the right subject at school. And then obviously, even though my life took a bit of a detour, eventually the dream of becoming a medical doctor came true. And I've been a doctor for 14 years actually. And that's my purpose. That's what I was born to do. Whenever people ask me, you know, is this all you're ever going to do? Yes, it is. I do other things because obviously I'm multi-passioned, but the main thing is that. So this evening, we're talking about purpose, and I'm asking you, do you know what your purpose is in life? And if you don't know what your purpose is, are you looking for what your purpose is? So we'll be taking calls on 086-00-00-959. You can SMS us on 36959. And I'm speaking to two spiritual healers and psychic mediums. And the first one is Anthony Rustoff. He's also a motivational speaker. And I'll also be speaking to Mama Prof Roy. She's also a spiritual healer and she's a psychic. And she'll be in studio with us. Anthony's joining us online. And we'll be taking your calls. So, you know, to hear about what your purpose is, to hear if you found your purpose. And if you haven't found it, are you looking for your purpose? So thank you, Anthony, so much for joining us on Sidebar. Cindy.
Yes, good day, Cindy. I'm pleased to be with you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Great stuff. So before we start, you know, by taking calls, Anthony, just tell me a bit about yourself and then how you ended up, you know, becoming a spiritual healer and also, you know, working as a psychic medium.
I was born with this ability. At the age of 3 years old, I saw my first entity. It was a large man, and we communicated spiritually. At that age, I didn't quite understand what it was until much, much later. So from a very young age, I've noticed this ability, and I've been involved in church quite often, and I just knew that this ability of mine will grow as I grow older. Now, at I would say about 7 years ago, I started researching it, and I started finding answers to this ability.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 4 months ago, I decided this is the right time for me to start helping people. I'm very passionate in assisting people with life answers, with and then teaching them about the spiritual world, if I could call it the spiritual realm, because that's exactly what it is. The spiritual realm has got a lot of answers for us if we just choose to open up to it.
Mm. And Anthony Rustoff, do you find that now that you've started doing this, you know, your friends and your family, of course they know that you're doing this, are they now coming to you seeking answers, or, you know, you'll give something if you have something to share with them?
Yes, my family comes to me quite often with issues that they want to resolve or questions they've got for me and all that kind of stuff. I do spiritual counseling as well, of which family members also come to me with counseling issues.
Mm.
And then I open up what I would call my spiritual spiritual guides, and I allow them to speak through me and answer these questions.
Okay. And so say you met someone, say you bumped into me at the mall, or you bumped into me on the Gau train, and you felt you had something to tell me. Do you approach strangers and share, or is that not done?
Actually, I do that. My life partner actually finds that quite embarrassing sometimes. I only do it if it's really necessary. If I feel there is a pain energy coming from there or a negative energy surrounding that out of that individual,
mm-hmm.
that's the only time that I would do that, because I feel obligated to be able to assist that person.
Mm-hmm.
As God didn't give me this gift to sit on it, He gave me this gift to be able to help people out there.
Mm. And so are there any dangers in you approaching someone that you don't know with a message for them? Shouldn't someone be prepared for what you want to share?
Actually, that's where my spiritual guides and my archangels assist me quite a bit. I haven't met anybody that got aggressive, physically aggressive. I've met people that was skeptic, yes, but physically aggressive, no. That's where my spiritual guides come to me, and they warn me that person is not approachable, or if there is a message for that person, that you need to approach them in a certain manner.
Mm.
So all my readings, I do it very humbly, in that I approach them in a very humble manner,
mm.
and then I ask them, I first introduce myself, and then I ask them, would you like to have a reading? May I give you this message? And if they decline it, then I will back off. But I haven't experienced that as yet.
Okay.
If I do get to somebody and I give them a message, they are usually very grateful for it.
Okay. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy C.F. Fansale. And this evening, we're speaking about purpose. And my question to you is, do you know what your purpose is in life? As I said earlier on, I'm very fortunate in that I knew from the age of four that I was going to be a medical doctor. And everything in my life just aligned in a way that here I am today, and I fulfilled my dream of being a medical doctor. And I do a lot of other things because, you know, I've got a lot of interests. But the main thing in my life is helping people. And, you know, so do you know your purpose? If you don't know your purpose, are you looking for your purpose? And I'll be chatting to, I am chatting to Anthony Rusdorf. He's a spiritual medium. And I'll also be chatting to Mama Prof Roy. She's also a spiritual healer and a medium. And we're taking your calls because this is all about you. We're taking your calls on 086-000-959. SMS is on 36959. And the hashtags to use on social media are Sidebar Cindy and Kai FM Talk. So coming back to you, Anthony Rusdorf. So when the message comes, when you have something to share with someone, does it come as a voice? Does it come as a feeling? Do you see anything?
Just like our physical senses, we've got hear, see, touch, smell, taste. You get your spiritual senses as well. They get called your clairs. So that is clairvoyant, clairaudio, clairsentinel, and all those clairs. So how it actually comes to you is by a sense. So in the case of clairaudio, the ability to hear spirit,
mm-hmm.
it would come as a physical voice sometimes. Otherwise, it comes as a spiritual voice.
Okay.
Then with clear visual, it comes as a, I would like to find a better word to explain this. It comes like a spiritual movie that plays in front of you.
Okay, and you can see something.
Yes, you can actually see something with your spiritual eyes.
Okay. Well, we have Prof. Roy in studio. So, Prof., I think you must explain, because I think I introduced you in the wrong manner. So just explain how I should have introduced him. Welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
First of all, it's lovely to be here. I'm going to apologize for being late. Only 5 minutes, but it's fine. My brother, I'm called Prof. Roy. Can you please come back with your question so that I can see?
Okay, he's one of our guests. I'm welcoming you to the show, and okay. I wanted to find out. So you are Prof. Roy,
yes.
And Mama is your partner.
Yes, please.
Okay, so just tell me a bit about you and Mama and the work that you do.
Okay, I'm called Prof. Roy, and we do work with Mama. We are psychic readers.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I need people to understand who is a psychic. A psychic is a person who sees things which are coming in the future, or things which are already here.
Uh-huh.
That's a psychic. But we do the same thing like a traditional healing. It's personally traditional healing. Yes, that's what we do.
Okay. Yes. And you know, the same question I asked Anthony Rusdorf is that when you have a message for someone, do you just share it with them, or you know, you'd only share with someone that has come to you to consult?
You know, especially if you're, we normally get messages at around midnight when we're making our prayers,
mm-hmm.
with our powers or our ancestors. Let me say our ancestors, because what we do, you can get a message and say that, no, your ancestors want to help so and so, but you cannot find those kind of people. You understand? The only thing that you have to do is to put their names down and you start making prayers for them. Understand me,
mm-hmm.
but if a person comes to you officially and say that, no, look, Roy, I've been going through this and this and this, that's how we can help him.
Okay.
Yes.
So tonight, Sidebar Cindy, we're speaking about purpose. Do you know your purpose in life? What is your purpose in life? If you don't know what your purpose in life is, are you looking? So we're taking your calls on 086-000-959. We have Pinky calling us from Johannesburg. Evening, Pinky, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Cindy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So I'm trying to find my purpose. And I wonder if they can help me.
Okay. So you'll carry on because Anthony and Prof. Roy are listening.
Mm-hmm. I'm 31 years of age. In my 20s, I thought I had found my purpose. But ever since I've turned 30, things are going the other way around, and I'm asking myself questions, and I don't have answers.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Anthony to respond to that. Anthony?
Dr. Cindy, a lot of my, I call them my spiritual friends. I don't call them my clients, because that's exactly, we are interconnected when it comes to spirituality. What I usually tell my spiritual friends is that they ask me, what is my purpose in life? And I tell them, what is your biggest fear? What is your biggest stumbling block in life? That is your purpose. Your purpose is to overcome that, and then to learn, or to teach your soul to be able to get to the next stumbling block. So what has happened to Pinky? Pinky, I see that you did reach your what you would call your purpose, but then a stumbling block was put into your path, and you lost interest in what was your original purpose. Now, Pinky, what I can suggest to you is go back to your original purpose. Overcome that stumbling block. Whatever happened there, I feel the Spirit is telling me that it was to do with shortage of finances.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, it's got to do with shortage of finances, or somebody was just not prepared to go that extra R5. Why is it telling me R5? Okay, so somebody was not prepared to go that extra mile to be able to reach or to reach that purpose, and you just gave up.
Okay.
So what I can say or to suggest to you, that might not be your full purpose in life, but what I can suggest to you, go back to that, fulfill that purpose, and it will lead you to your ultimate purpose.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Pinky. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Pinky.
Okay. So, thank you, Anthony. Thank you for that. I'll just go back to Prof. Roy. So, as you know, you heard Anthony speaking to Pinky.
Yes.
When people come to consult with you, Prof. Roy, you know, what are the general issues that people bring? What are the things that are foremost in people's minds?
Right now, I can say that people, they are possessed with money, financial problem. Every person who comes to consult, I just want to know my future. Will I get rich? Will I be rich one day? You understand me? Those kind of stuff. Some other people, they come regarding on marriage issues, those kind of stuff. And other people, they come saying that bewitched me, this one is bewitching me, those kind of stuff. Those are the things that I would say which normally I face in.
And money is a big thing. I mean, I think if you look at the economic climate, we all struggling. We're all concerned about the future. We're all concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow.
But regarding on financial issue, there are people, they have to understand one more thing. Like, to get money, you don't need to do a lot of things to get money. You understand? A person who's born to be rich, you will be rich. Let me tell you, your luck will never go to another corner. I'm being honest. If you were prophesied before you were born that you will be rich, even if you were in prison in Sun City, immediately when you come out, the deal, you will just knock on you like this. You'll be rich. But people, we find it difficult that a person who wants to be rich say that, no, if you can give me a spell that will bring money from the bank, give me a spell, or to be the ABCD. Okay. I don't deal in those kind of stuff, to be honest. I don't perform magic, but I normally counsel people. This thing of psyching, you can even counsel people that if you want to be rich, what do you do for the living? How do you represent yourself with your workers or with your boss? Slowly by slowly, you'll get what you want. You are 27 years, you want to be a billionaire. You are 30 years, you want to be a millionaire. People who are rich right now, they are in 40s. I mean, they're in 50s and 70s, but they can tell you where they have gone through. You can't even pass there. You understand me? So I will say that people who want to be rich, they have to be a little bit patient in life and opening their lacks. Another thing, what I will say about that, it depends in the family where you come from. There are people who are suffering in life. They have never got any good thing in their life. So those kind of people have to cross-check and find out their true ancestors. What was the problem? You understand?
So it might be a generational
issue. Be a generation issue. You understand me? One day, let me tell you a little bit of a story. I'm a Tanzanian by birth. There is a gentleman, he used to have a farmer boy. So they were very, very rich, very rich. So this farm boy told him one day that, no, I need to go somewhere. And he refused him to go. So they had a fight. So he killed this farmer boy in the age of 32. So it was a long time ago, but every person, they could not go beyond 32. They could not grow beyond 32. It was a generation to generation until we discovered that, no, his grandfather did ABCD. So we had to first clear out that tough, those things.
And fix that.
And we fixed that. Okay. So a person who's poor, you need to first cross-check yourself from your ancestors. That's the way I can say
okay.
that.
Okay. So we'll be taking calls, 086-000-959. We'll be back on Sidebar with Cindy after this.
Let's talk about it. Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. You're listening to Sidebar with Cindy with me, Cindy Sirifansale, with a losing voice. Guys, I don't know what's going on, but I should be fine by tomorrow. And we're chatting to Prof Roy. He's a spiritual healer. He's a psychic medium. And I'm also chatting to Anthony Rustorf, and we're speaking about purpose in life. What is your purpose in life? Have you found it? And if you haven't found it, are you looking? We're taking your calls, 086-000-959. And we have Tabo calling us from Joburg. Hello, Tabo. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I believe I found my purpose in life, but I've just got a question for the two gentlemen that are there. For the first gentleman, you know, I would like to know that, how does he know that he's hearing and his thing is actually from God?
Okay, so Anthony,
Yes, Tabo. Okay, it's difficult to explain that one. When you get news, good news, from your mother, okay, you get that, or from your father, you get that feeling, that warm feeling in your body that actually just flows through your whole body. And when you get the bad news from your father, especially when he's angry from you, angry with you, get that sinking feeling. Okay? So whenever I get messages from the spiritual realm, it's that positive feeling, that caressed feeling that I get. So I know it is from the spiritual world. It's from the spiritual realm. Does that answer your question?
Okay, well, we've lost Tabo, but I'm sure he's listening. That is an interesting question. I mean, Prof Roy, I think the same question can be asked to you. How do you know? You know, the same question that Tabo asked, we're going to ask you the same question.
How do you know what?
The message. If it's a good message, how does it feel? How does it come through? If it's a bad message, how does it come through for you? When you have a message for someone.
I'm going to speak in traditional way.
Yes.
How do you think that this is a good message? You know, you have to know two things. When God was created two things, there is a good and a bad. That's why when you're going to go outside, you can feel a voice say that, no, don't go. Another one say, go.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Those are two things that God created. A good person is inside of you, and a bad person is inside of you, trying to fight that, the good thing you're going to achieve. You understand me? How do you know that this thing is good? First of all, you're going to feel happy inside of yourself. You'll feel that, I'm feeling happy. I don't know why I'm feeling happy, but I'm feeling happy. You understand? How do you know that this thing is going to be bad? Definitely, you're going to be shouting to everyone. Don't understand yourself. You feel dizzy. You don't understand everything. Do this. Something is not right. Spiritually, I'm talking things in a spiritual way. You understand me? So my brother, if you want to know what is good, what is not good, he has to know by himself what you feel like in that day. Okay, let me give an example. You got a dream.
Mm-hmm.
A dream you got in, at night when you're sleeping. You don't understand it, but you feel happy. That's a sign that something good is coming.
Okay. Well, we have Uno Zipohatebe in studio with us, and she was curious. I mean, she heard the topic, and I invited her into studio. So she has a question for you, Prof. Roy.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Dr. Cindy. Well, Prof. Roy, yes. Earlier you were talking about how that Tanzanian man had the issue with his family, that everyone was dying at 32.
Yes.
And you mentioned that in order to overcome their hardship, they had to speak to their ancestors.
Mm.
So I wanted to know from you, how would you go about speaking to your ancestor? How do you know?
Traditional things are different with traditional here.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we speak to our ancestors, there's a lot of things we do traditionally. We have to make a sacrifice. Where I come from, we use a cow. You make a sacrifice of a cow, and you get what we call the traditional beer. So those traditional beer, and there are some other stuff we use, and we use what we call a spiritual cloth. So to arise those people who died long time ago to talk to us, it's not something easy, but it's a risk thing. That's why we do it at night. You understand me? In order to get what is bothering their grandchildren now. That's the way we do it.
Okay, that's interesting. So taking calls, 086-000-959. The lines are flashing. Let us talk to Umelusi from Joburg. Hi, Umelusi. Welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm good, thanks. I would like to ask, how do I know if I've already arrived in my purpose or if I've not yet arrived? Because I have been skeptical about so many questions in my life. And most of the time, I find myself doing things that don't make me happy.
Okay, so we'll ask Anthony Rustoff to answer that.
Sorry, Dr. Cindy, that question wasn't very clear in the beginning. Could you please ask it again?
So Melusi wants to know, how does he know he has found his purpose in life? Because he's finding himself doing stuff, but he's not sure that he's found his purpose. So how will he know that this is his purpose? This is the thing.
Okay, your purpose in life must make you feel happy. It must make you feel fulfilled. Now, what negative energy does is it tries to influence you in believing that it's not your purpose. Or they try to talk you out of it or try to do things that will make you second guess. So you need to look deep inside yourself and say, was this what I was looking for? If the answer is yes, that is your purpose. Then when those doubts come to you, you need to ask yourself, where is this doubt coming from? Is it coming from externally, just from other people, or other feelings coming to you that you feel it's not from you? And then you'll know. Then you'll know that is this the negative energy is trying to manipulate your purpose in life.
Okay, so I hope Umelusi got that. We have Uran Kosana calling us from Joburg, calling us on 086-000-959. We have more calls lined up, but let's start off with Uran Kosana. Hi, and welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Cindy?
Good, thank you.
I would like to ask the gentleman in the studio that, okay, with me personally, I've seen things, but sometimes things that I see, they don't make sense. Most of my dream, I meet the so-called most powerful man of God. And out of the blue, when I'm sitting with my family, I do sometimes get that shivering feeling as if somebody's putting a cold air through my spine and through my brains. I don't know, how could one explain that, and what does that mean?
Okay, Prof. Roy, I'll ask Prof. Roy to answer that for you, Rankosan.
Can you please come back with a question? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hi, Rankosana. Yeah, just summarize what you said, because the Prof. Roy wants to hear that again.
I said, in more often, when I'm sleeping, I'm dreaming about mostly these prophetic men of God that are everywhere. Some of them are trying to recruit me, while in some dreams I try to fight them. But then in physical life, you sometimes while you're chilling with your family, while you're sitting with your family, there's a feeling as if somebody's throwing a very cold air through your brains down the spine. And I don't even know what does that mean. But I look natural that my mom is a Sangoma, but I don't think I have the same thing. What does those things mean?
Okay.
Does it really think, do I have the same gift? Or what does it mean exactly?
Okay, thank you very much for the question. I'm going to answer you clearly. Your question is so clear. It means that you have a gift, but you're still young, that your gift to be activated for you to start using it. So everything that you have been, when you see, when you dream about pastors, when you dream about prophets, it means that you have a strong gift that you can help other people in that kind of situation, in that kind of area. You understand me? But when you sleep down and you feel like they are taking your spinal the way you have said, like it means that whatever you are going to go through in those challenges or in that work that your ancestors want to do or that God wants you to do, there will be some challenges which are going to pain you. But after all those challenges, you will be able to overcome. Thank you.
Final question.
Yes, please.
Dog?
Yes, yes, we're listening, Rankosan.
Okay, the final, then how will I know when I'm grown in the spiritual world that now I'm ready to take the realm? That's the last question that I had.
You have to accept it and you have to believe it. So if you accept it, you will take time to go to look for people who can help you to grow spiritually, to know things for traditional or things, spiritual things. Because traditional and church things, they are not different at all. It's the way people they support, the way people they do what? They make it. It's not a different thing. So it depends to you, my brother, whether you want to go to church, then you will go from there. If you want to go in a Sangoma way or for us traditional way, you have to find a person who is gifted, who will help you to grow stronger in your spiritual way. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the eye opening.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. So that was an interesting question from Rankosana. I mean, Anthony Ristov, how would you advise people to go about, you know, if they may have a gift, how do they go about, tapping into it, finding out what it is?
I fully agree with Prof. Roy there. I couldn't have said it better. This gentleman is going through what we call an awakening. Okay, it's his spiritual essence that is busy awakening. So what I can advise him is find a mentor. I'm currently after mentoring two individuals that is in the process that has awakened. They just need to develop their ability or their gift at the moment. So my advice is find a mentor. There's a lot of mentors out there. You just need to know where to go and look for it.
Yeah, but how do people find that out? I mean, it's easy to say there's a lot of mentors out there, but where would a person start? Because, you wouldn't want someone to end up in the wrong place.
True. And there is a lot of scam artists out there. Mm-hmm. But now with your ability awoken, okay, a lot of people, I thought my two that are mentoring found me on Facebook. One found me on Facebook and book, and one found me coincidentally. So there is, I would say, use the internet. Use whatever makes you feel comfortable. Use Facebook, use social media, but be careful. Listen to your sixth sense. If your sixth sense tells you this doesn't sound right, listen to it. The sixth sense is never wrong.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Anthony Ristov. So yeah, this evening we're speaking about purpose. What is your purpose in life and have you found it? And as I said earlier on, I knew from the age of four that I was going to be a doctor, and my life just, you know, aligned in that way, even though there were a bit of hurdles along the way. But here I am, and my dream has come true. We're taking your calls on 086-000-959. SMS is on 36959. And the hashtags on social media, so aside part Cindy and Kai FM Talk. We have about 20 minutes left of the show, so we still have time to take more of your calls. And I'm enjoying your comments. I think a lot of people are surprised at the topic, but also really finding it insightful in some of the revelations that are coming from Prof. Roy and from Anthony Rustoff, who's joining us online, and Prof. Roy is in studio with us. And I think it's quite challenging when people feel they haven't found their purpose. I mean, you work and you feel lost. You feel as if you're not going anywhere. But my take is that everything that you do in life is not a waste of time. Mm. You know, it all comes together nicely in the end. So you might feel at the time that, okay, this is futile. Why am I doing this? There's no point in any of this. But whatever job you're doing, whatever you're doing, just do it to your best. And eventually your life will come together. That's how I feel. That's how my life went. Mm. You know, it took me 10 years to become a doctor. And in those 10 years, I did a few other things, which when I look back, have helped me to become the doctor that I am today.
Dr. Cindy, I fully agree with you there. It's my strong belief that each challenge, each experience in life is put there to teach you. So, you need to go through all those ups and downs and positives and negatives to be able to grow as a spiritual being, to be able to grow as a human in your physical body as well. So I fully agree with you there.
And another thing that I'll talk about that, you know, you said that it was 10 years and you got what you wanted. You are now a professional doctor. But you find people in 10 years, he's stuck in one position. In one position. He has worked for a company for almost 20 years. He has worked for a company for almost 10 years to 5 years, but he has never got any promotion in life. Those kind of people. So those kind of people, they are going to church every day. They hate sangomas. They don't want to talk about them. They're so spiritual in God, which is very, very good. But sometimes you have to go to your pastor or to anyone, say that, no, I've been working for this company for almost 3 years. But I've never been promoted. There are people who comes and they promote them. What about me? So you need to cross-check yourself, not only in church, even traditionally. There may be something wrong why you are not being promoted. You understand me? For 10 years, you were trying to fight for your what? For your career, which you made it. You understand? There are people out of there, they have been doing it, they have made it, but they are homestead like this. They don't have anywhere. They don't have jobs to do.
Okay, taking calls 086-000-959. We will be back on Sidebar Cindy after this.
Let's talk about it. Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. Sidebar Cindy with me, Cindy Sivefansale, chatting to Anthony Rustoff and to Prof. Roy, taking your calls 086-000-959. We're trying to get through as many calls as we can. We have Florence calling us. Hi, Florence. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Florence.
How are you, Cindy?
Good, thank you. Have you found your purpose in life?
No. Actually, I just want to ask, I don't know whether you want to mind if I will, if I use my own language.
No, but that's fine.
I had a problem since from 21 years. Like, in the kids, I had a sangoma, different sangomas. After I realized, oh, I can have a problem, like, man, you can have a bad, something like that. And then wherever I go, but I'm happy, shaka, whatever man happy, shaka, you know. After that, man, you can have okay, we can have an improvement in never get a bad. And then, kikre, how na an improvement. And then I want to go to another sangoma. And then, even the same. It is the same thing, how na improvement, until you give up or no, this is not working, let me just go to church. And then I went to the church, still there was no improvement. Until last month, I just told myself, you know what, let me go back to the sangoma. I got another one, and then she told me, Hori, kinali, something like tokolosh, it's a malin. And then actually, kima tozi, from Bakohesu, ko mama wak. And then, and this match was the Ako Nukeng. So, that's what I'm talking about. Ako Nukeng, back in Chemogon, like it did alone. Then I said, okay, but I didn't understand it because actually I'm a church goer. And then the following day, I went to another one. She told me the same thing. So I never know, I'm confused. If I believe in that, and then but yeah, that person answering now, because they said if I go again, but yeah, that person answering, I get a million, I get a million, and then everything, the bite is taken a little on, the also. So I'm confused. I don't know, should I test that or not?
Okay, that's a difficult one, Florence. What I'll do, I'll ask the producer to take your number, and then I'll ask Prof Roy to get in touch with you.
All right.
I think that's for the purposes of time, I think that's the best way to go about this.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for your call, but we'll take your number and then Prof Roy will get in touch with you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have Lerato calling us from Joburg. Hi, Lerato. Welcome to SciPod, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. Have you found your purpose in life?
No, but with me, this is Lerato. I'm calling from Diploof. With me, it's different. I just want to ask the prof. With me, my dreams is true. I usually dreamed, although it won't happen same time, but the other day, sometimes it will happen, and I know that that thing, I will remember that thing I dream about. And when I dream with something, I must tell you.
So these are dreams relating to your life or to other people's lives?
Even the other people's life, I can wake up with the news for the other people's life, understand? And after that, I will find out there's a lady, a long time I dream about that lady that she went to Twasa and what, ne? And when I go that side to my mother's place, because she's a neighbor there, I ask them, they said, yeah, that lady, she did Twasa, you see. And I must get somebody to explain my dreams, because they are talking always.
Okay, so we'll hold that question, and that's specifically about dreams and what must happen around there. Thanks, Lerato, and you can listen on radio. We have a doctor calling us from Joburg. Hi, doctor, welcome to the show.
You?
Hi, doctor.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
Doctor Cindy, I lost something, but I don't think that I lost it. But this thing that I'm thinking I lost, I think there's somebody who has it. But now...
So is this to do with your purpose in life?
Yes, I can say that.
Okay.
Yes. Now my problem is, I believe that sometimes these things that I think I lost, I didn't lose them. They are there, but now sometimes they take time. I don't know whether it's the right thing or what, or I'm confused. I don't know, because I dream about these things, but as time goes on, yeah, true.
Okay.
But sometimes I have doubts about that.
Okay, so this is another one about dreams. Okay, so I'll ask Anthony and Prof to respond to that after that. We'll take another call. We have Talita from Joburg. Hi, Talita. Welcome to SciPoa with Cindy.
Hi. My question is, what is my life purpose? What is my... why am I on planet Earth?
And have you tried to figure it out on your own?
Now, I work in a corporate space, and as you know, the corporate space these days, there's a lot of retrenchment, and yes, I'm also in a company where they're planning retrenchment. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm calling to ask the mediums, where should I go, where should I look to for my future?
Okay, Talita.
Because I've been in corporate for 20 years, but now when the job ends, I don't know what to do.
Okay, so I'll ask Prof Roy to respond to the one about dreams, and then I'll ask Anthony Rustoff to respond to your question about work, corporate, you're getting retrenched after 20 years, and what do you want to know what the next step is. So Prof, just tell us a bit about dreams and the dreams that the two callers have been having.
Thank you very much. The dreams. Dreams comes from a spiritual world. When you dream, when we sleep, we go to a spiritual world. That spiritual world, everything that you see in the physical life starts in the spiritual world. If you are going to be rich, you have to first dream that you will be rich. If you are going to be poor, still you have to first dream that you are going to be poor. And when you dream that you are going to be poor, your purpose in life is to fight to change the positive to be negative. So the dreams, they come like signs. These are signs from God and from our ancestors. Especially, you can have a dream like when, let me give an example here. You can have a dream when there is something chasing you. But when there is a person saying that, no, come here. Come hide yourself here. That you can't see that person. But we present that person as your guardian angel, spiritually, is your ancestor. Trying to say that, no, there's something. You are going through a lot, but there will be a shelter somewhere. Keep on doing what you are doing. You will reach to your destiny. Or you will reach to your what? To your purpose.
Okay. Anthony Rustoff, comments about dreams before we speak about Talita's issue.
Okay. Dreams is communication from the spiritual world. It can tell you a lot of your physical state of mind, your spiritual state of mind. Mm. So usually when people start dreaming about negativity, it means they are captured in something in their physical world. So they're worried about something, or something is stressing them or something. So your dreams helps you to understand that, number one, and number two, warns you tells you how to get out of it. So just listen a bit more carefully, to your dreams, and then if you can't interpret it yourself, find somebody that can tell you what it means.
So is it helpful? Would it be helpful to maybe keep a dream diary and write them down?
That's a very good idea, because it will give you a pattern on how your dreams are happening or how your dreams are playing out. So usually when you've got the same dream over and over every night, you need to look deeper into it. I'm much better interpreting a specific dream than taking, like this previous few callers, taking all those dreams and just putting it into one.
Okay, and then Talita's situation?
Talita, what I see for you is a retrenchment, but I see a lot of depression. You put 20 years of your life into this job, and that's your comfort zone. But that's also going to be your downfall. You need to get out of your comfort zone. My spiritual guide is telling me, he's showing me a bed, okay, a very comfortable bed, and you're lying in that bed like almost fast asleep. That tells me that you're so comfortable in this job that you're too scared to wake up. My advice to you is get up early morning. I'm talking about spiritual now. Open your mind to the possibility of something out there. And as soon as you open your mind, as soon as you get that positivity going, I can see a great achievement out there. But then you need to open your mind. You need to get that positive energy flowing. Because that negative energy that you've got in you at the moment, that self-doubt, that comfortability in what you are now, you need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of that so you can. You're going to prosper. You're going to prosper out there. You just need that positive thinking to get going.
Mm. And with the realities of what's happening in South Africa, retrenchment is a looming, you know, reality, I guess, for many people. And I mean, I know that in my practice as a medical doctor, I'm seeing a lot of people who are depressed about retrenchment and what the next step is. And I always say that we all have gifts. You know, there must be something that you can do, you know, aside from your daily job. I mean, for example, if I was to stop working as a medical doctor tomorrow, I know I can braid hair. At a push, I could start braiding hair, you know, because I've done it before, and I could start doing that, and that'd be a way of making some money while I look for the next thing to do. So we all have gifts. There's something that you can do to tide you over until you find another job, or maybe the thing that you're passionate about then becomes the main thing that you can do. Because, yeah, retrenchments are a reality now in our country.
Dr. Cindy, as you were talking about that, Talita, I know you're not on the line, but I need you to listen to this. I see crystals and jewelry that's got to do with you. So it tells me that you've got an artistical background, okay? So follow your artistical background. It's showing me where you are making jewelry. And you're making it out of crystals, and you're making it out of glass, you're making it out of stones. Start doing that. You're going to find somebody that's going to be interested in your creativity. And that will be able to tie over until you find your job that you intended for.
Okay. Now, thanks for that, okay. Anthony Ristoff. So, Prof, we have something
yes.
to add.
Yes, to continue on that. My dear sister, please listen and listen carefully. Everything comes for the reason. Everything comes for the reason. So you may say that you may lose your job, but when God or your ancestors, they are creating something more beautiful than that one that you have. So allow, embrace what is going to come in order to get the beautiful thing that God has ever created for you to have.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes of the show left. We have time for one more call. Melusi, you're the last caller for the evening. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Good. I just wanted to know, what is my purpose? That's what I'm calling for now.
Okay, so you're the last caller. Okay, thanks, Melusi. And Denise, so if someone is looking to find out their purposes, I think just reiterate what you said at the beginning about what they, where they should be looking in terms of looking for their purpose, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Okay, Melusi, you need to look at your biggest challenge, your biggest fear in life. And you need to go face to face with it. And then you'll find your purpose in life. Because your purpose is behind that. So just face your challenges, face your fears, and you'll find your purpose.
Okay, so thank you so much, Anthony Ristoff. It was great having you on the show, and thank you for being a guest. And Prof, any closing words from you?
I can only say that your purpose is the challenge that you're going through right now. Embrace the pain and the suffering that you're going through in order to reach to your destiny, or in order to reach to your purpose.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So my closing statement is from an American writer called Steve Maraboli. And he says that you are put on this earth to achieve your greatest self, to live out your purpose, and to do it courageously. Thank you for listening to Sidebar with Cindy. I will be back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
Sidebar with Cindy on the home of the Afropolitan.
Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.